needs to hear this. Or a son-in-law needs to know that God does heal mother-in-laws. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? Anybody? Anybody study a lesson? Amen. There's something deeper than that in that. I want you to look at it here this morning. In the book of Matthew chapter 8. Amen. And we receive the missions offering. We'll receive tithe and offering. And if you got something you can, we're glad to have a visitor. This gentleman here that's passing through, come in and check us out. We're glad you're here. Hope the Lord will touch you while you're here. Good crowd, full house here this morning nearly. We are glad you're here. Amen. I want you to look with me this morning in the book of Matthew. It's for a few minutes. And Jesus had gave the Sermon on the Mount. And as he came down out of the mountain, he had already touched a woman, or he touched a leper, made him whole. And you want to go back and look at that. And the leper worshipped him, and he said, "If thou wilt, thou can." And the Lord healed him. And he moved right on through, and he came to a centurion who had a servant that was sick. And the Lord showed that, amen, not only did he have power to touch a leper, but he could, distance had no bearing on him. Amen. He could speak the word, and his word would travel on the airways. Amen. And you know, in this hour, we're in the flu season. I don't know, Brother Roscoe's not feeling good today. I don't know if that's what he's battling with this morning. I don't know. A lot of people's got the flu. And, you know, it travels on the air. I heard the other day that if somebody sneezed, it traveled 15 feet. That's a pretty good shot, isn't it? Huh? But I'm going to tell you something. The Son of God had virtue in him. Amen. That space and time had no bounds on. Amen. And so the Lord told this servant, he said, "You go and your servant is whole." And the Bible said, from that day forward, amen, that he was healed. Praise God. I want you to look with me now in the verse 14 of the 8th chapter of Matthew. Now I want you just to settle down here. Well, no need of telling you that. You're already settled down. Well, I want you to take your mind, and I want us to go back. Let's go on back. Come on, I want you to go back. Past your graduation, past your wedding, on back. I want you to go back to World War I, on back. Civil War, let's go on back. We're going back a couple thousand years. I want you to go with me. You ready? I want you to go back. I want you to look at this. The Son of God, and I want you to notice there's so much in these few little verses. Now, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, now, that, my friend, if I don't go any further, that is a message. Amen. Do you remember when John the Baptist's disciples, when John finally transferred this authority from himself to Jesus, and he told them that was standing around, he said, "There's the Lamb of God right there. There's the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world." And that got those men's attention. I wonder this morning, you're in this house. I wonder if you really realize, and I know you do, don't think I'm being a smart aleck here. But I wonder if we really realize, amen, who Jesus is and what he can do for us this morning. Amen. When I preached this morning and mentioned that God could take care, here is Tammy that's been sick for 8 years and struggling, no doubt. And I'll tell you, when you get sick in body, the devil plays on your nerves and your mind. Don't he do it? Huh? And so there's been a long battle there. But when I tell you the Son of God cares about you, now notice what he said. Peter was one of those that the Lord saw fishing and told him to follow him. Amen. And you know what he did? And you know what? One of the greatest things that, look what happened. Peter got acquainted with the Lord, and he took him home with him. He went to his house. A lot of times we'll build our churches and put our steeples on them, and people say, "Well, I've got to go to church to find the Lord." Aren't you glad you don't have to go to church to find the Lord? Well, there ain't many people saying amen. You wore out? Huh? Praise God. How many knows that the tabernacle is right here in their heart? Amen. Now, I know in order to keep him in there, we've got to go to church and be faithful to his house. I understand that. To honor him and bring him his due. Amen. But we don't have to be in the house of God. Look at this right here. Here is the Son of God who has just came down from the mount and spoke some of the greatest sermons you ever heard in your life. Just touched a leper. Amen. Just spoke the word and healed a centurion servant. And now he's going to go right into the house, amen, where Peter dwells. Now, if you ever wonder about the disciples, there's not a whole lot of history about them and about their personal life. But here you do know that Peter had a wife. I don't know about children. I don't know about all that. But he had gotten married, and his mother-in-law had come to spend some time with him. Amen. Now you say, well, that's not too good. Oh, yeah, that's a good deal. Because notice, when this gets done, when I get done with this scripture, amen, this mother-in-law knows how to cook, praise God. Huh? That's right. And usually they're pretty good, aren't they? Come on now. I didn't hear a whole lot of amen. You say, what's this all got to do? God, listen. God, amen, went to Peter's house because he loved him. He was intimate friends with him. He knew him on a first name basis. He knew not only who he was, but what was in him. And he not only knew what was in him, he knew what he was going to be when he got done with him. It was the Son of God. When he met Peter, he said, this is what they call you, but I'm going to call you something else. Amen. You're this now, but you shall be this. Amen. What do you mean? When I get done with you, amen, I'm going to take you from this man, Peter. I'm going to make a solid rock out of you. I'm going to take a man that's just a listener and a man that is curious. And when I get done with you, you know what my hope for you this morning is, when God gets done with your life, amen, come on now, you can be just what he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I don't know, listen, now, give me a few minutes here, but I don't know if you understand, if I understand, I got saved when I was 19 years old. I knew about the Lord, just seemed like I always did. I mean, from the time I was a little kid, it seemed like my mom had been saved since she was a little girl. We didn't go to church a lot when I was real young for various reasons. But it seemed like I always knew the Lord existed. And you know, I believe most everybody does. Huh? You just have to educate people not to believe in God. Ain't that right? Especially when you're raised out in the woods on a farm. And all that God's put out there that just seems so divine and so miraculous. You ever just take a good look up at the Big Dipper? Wonder how in the world did that Big Dipper get up there? Who lost a dipper that big and found it up there in the sky? And a little one to go with it. Praise God. Huh? Did you ever just sit out at night in the woods and listen to the whippoorwill and feel the warm breeze and just something just tell you there's a God in heaven somewhere? Well, that's one thing, amen, but nature is not God. Do you hear me? I said nature is not God. Nature is just the voice that says there is a God. Amen. I'm glad that when I was 19 years old, amen, there on that old country house, I knelt down in the darkness at the foot of my bed and just simply said, God, would you help me? I've heard that you can help me, and I sure need it. Can you help me? And you know, you say, well, boy, that wasn't much of a prayer. That was in 1975, November, and it's still with me. Huh? Are y'all out there? What are you saying? I'm saying I just not knew about the Lord, but I got acquainted with him personally. He's the best friend I've ever had in all of my life. Amen. And here's the deal. When he came out of this mountain, he'd heal this leper. He'd heal that centurion. Then what did he say? Amen. Tammy, he said, I'm going to go home with you. Yeah. Huh? Well, y'all, yeah. Now look, how many songs did y'all sing, Brother Robert? 20? Now look, we've done sung 20 songs. Surely y'all can take up a little 15-minute sermon that, can't you? Huh? Come on. I want to preach to you a little bit. You know what made a difference? Katie, I never forget a name. Hardly. What makes a difference, Katie? Are you from West Virginia? Where are you from? You live around here close? Hey, I want to tell you, I don't know what your life's been. I don't really know that much about you. Don't know your parents. Don't even know your last name. I mean, not that I don't appreciate you coming. I just haven't found it out yet or forgot it or something. But I'm going to tell you, in all of this, there's a great big God up there somewhere, but he just loved to go right home with you. Amen. Come on now. And whatever happens in your personal life, amen, that needs done, amen, he can get her done. Come on now. Somebody say amen. You don't believe this. I'm going to preach it to you anyhow. Amen. He went home with Peter. And you know, you may not understand this about the Lord, but you know, they cooked for the Lord. Amen. When he sat down, they cooked for him. They took care of him. And that's what was going on. That was what was going to go on. I heard Peter say, Lord, just come on home with me. We'll have supper. And good news. My mother-in-law's there. She can make a good biscuit, buddy. Come on home with me. Hallelujah. And when they got there, there was that biscuit maker laying on the cot. Amen. Running high with a fever. Amen. What are we going to do? Well, have you got a telephone? Don't have one. Does somebody know a doctor? Amen. I don't know a doctor. Hey, no, none of that went on. What did the Bible say? Come on now. I'll tell you what, I'm glad that I invited Jesus into my household. I said, I'm glad I invited, amen, the Son of God in my household. Amen. There's a lot of things I can do without in my household, but I can't do without the Son of God. Amen. Cause somebody might get sick. Somebody might need saving. Somebody might need a miracle. I'm glad he went home with me. Somebody say amen. How many knows the Lord personally? Huh? Now notice what happened. He went in. His mother-in-law was sick with a fever. I don't know what was wrong. Amen. But she was burning up with fever. And here's what, Brother Jeff, are you reading it? Look what the Bible said Jesus did. I get this. He just went in. Amen. My heart goes out to these that come for prayer this morning. They do. And knowing somewhat of what Tammy's been through, my heart is touched for her this morning. And I'll tell you what, all he had to do, she was just laying there limp and lifeless, roasting, burning, probably red in the face from a fever. You ever seen that? You ever have a little youngin'? My kids, my first two got the whooping cough, both of them at the same time, along with their daddy, got the whooping cough. Had them in the hospital the same time. Them old fevers and cough, that ray, it's a horrible. See, it seemed like it lasts forever. And the Lord came in, come on now. I remember one the Lord touching them, and I remember them having earache. You know, back years ago, you never heard of, they figured out putting tubes and stuff. I never heard of that. I still didn't realize when they said he was going to put a tube in a little kid's ear. I just said, Lord, no, you can't do that. Why, a big old, you know, I was just thinking, a big old tube in their ear the rest of their life. You don't want that. But I realized it's a little hair-like thing that just goes away and all that. I don't know. But my kids in the house had the earache the same night. I remember it like it was yesterday. They were crying and holding their ears, and we'd walk the floor. And I remember my wife and I got in the bed with them, me and us and the two kids, just so we could pray and tend to them. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost came in there, and them little babies went to sleep. And I never, not only did they never have an earache, I had five kids, and none of them ever had an earache. You say, well, Lord, Kate, I'm telling you, I just give him the glory for it. I wish somebody would say amen. You say, well, how did this happen? Well, Jesus came in the house, and that's all he is doing. I wish somebody would say amen. I say when the Son of God came in the house, that's all he was to it. He saw the need, brother. You ever know anybody? I've known a lot of people that when they got around and seen something needed done, they just go right to the kitchen or right up or see something need done. A lot of, you know, the newer generation don't understand that. Amen. But brother, when the Son of God came in, saw this woman laying there, amen, he touched her on the hand, amen, and she got immediately well. What did the Bible say? Read this right here. Listen. When he touched her hand, the fever left. See, buddy, take care of yourself. Huh? When he touched her hand, the fever left her. Yeah. Praise God. You know why we still get that little oil bottle out, call for people to come? You say, well, a lot of times they just go with a little oil on their head and go back just like they come. Sometimes that happens. And sometimes Jesus touches them. And when he touches them, they're whole. I'm about done. Read on. This is where I want to get to right here. I felt this on my heart to tell Tammy and all the rest of you this morning. I felt this. Read. Hold. When he touched her, now he's done his part. Now what are we going to do? Brother Gibson, what's your first name, buddy? William. Well, that's a good name. The Lord touched her, and then it was up to her. What are you going to do now? What'd she do? Well, she did what she hadn't been able to do. That's the way I did when the Lord touched me. Amen. I went out to the job the next day. Amen. Brother Josh, and I did what I couldn't do all them months before. I lived for the Lord. What'd she do? The Bible said she arose. She arose. Are you listening? How many's been touched by the Lord here? How many needs a touch from the Lord? How many are willing to say to the Lord, if you'll touch me, I'll do this for you? Now listen, the Bible said she arose and ministered unto them. I'm going to tell you, now I want you to take this right. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. But if you're alive in here, God gave you breath. He did not give you breath just to get out there and brag and blow and build your own little kingdom up. He gave you breath to praise him. Huh? If God gave you good health to make a living and give you a good job and blessed your job, he didn't bless you just to make money to go out and spend it on yourself and what you want. Huh? Is that right? There's a purpose. God has a purpose that outweighs every one of us in this building. Sometimes God's plan goes contrary to my plans. You say, what? Yes. But I realize, Sister Mary, in the great scope of everything, God has a plan. And if we'll yield to him, he'll work things to where they'll bring glory to him. Now look what this woman did. I want to ask you, how many was willing, if the Lord touches you, to get up and minister unto them? That's you say, well, is that why the Lord healed her? Well, the Lord knew everything, and he knew what was in her heart, and he healed her out of compassion and love, not only for her, but she had a son-in-law that was making a pretty good preacher. Huh? Are you listening to me? And so he healed Peter's mother-in-law. And no doubt, it might have been that Peter's wife was saying, you know, hey, you're gone so much. You're following this man all over the country. How are we going to make it if you're just, Lord might have just healed just to prove, look, as long as I'm following Jesus, everything will be all right. Can you say amen? He raised that mother-in-law up, and she immediately went to beating dough. Well, that ain't in the Bible. That's the new perversion of it. She went to beating bread dough, put out some bread. She fried a little chicken. Huh? Or it might have been rainbow trout. Could have been a ribeye. Who knows? She ministered to him. What does that mean? Does anybody in here know what it means to minister to someone? Take care of them, feed them, make sure they're comfortable. That's what she felt like doing when she received the touch of the Lord. I'll tell you what, church, and I know I didn't hurt you, see? It didn't hurt you at all, did it? Huh? Praise God. I'm going to tell you that you're here this morning, you need a touch. I look at these young kids that have been coming here all these years. I look at them coming up here. I'll tell you, if the Lord will touch them, they'll minister to us. You hear what I'm saying? I said, if the Lord will touch them, they'll minister to it. I look at old Kay come down the aisle this morning. I tell you what, if the Lord touched this guy, I'm telling you why, then he has touched him. Hasn't he? Praise God. Love you, buddy. When the Lord touched, I'll tell you, he has ministered. Little old Brooklyn died over in Kentucky this week. She had leukemia, I guess it was, wasn't it, And we prayed, Brother Gavin and them, they prayed, they kept, I'm going to be honest with you, they kept her in the world for I don't know how long. You say it, no way, yeah. And her toughness. And there she is, a little old girl. Amen. Kent, you don't have a stamp with you, do you? Huh? Not with you, got it home? And the day she passed away, Kenzie brought me that little stamp and showed me the little stamp that Brooklyn had designed, and they had made a postage stamp out of it. She drew a little Christmas tree with pictures underneath it, and Julie would give Kenzie one of them. And I'm going to tell you, that little girl's gone from here, but she's ministered to us. She ministered to an old holiness preacher over there that is one of the good guy brothers as I know. She ministered to John Gabbard in her strength and confidence and faith and love for him and God and Ann. Are you listening to me? I tell you, the Lord touched me that night in November 30-some years ago. And I don't, Brother Mac, I don't remember if I, the words really I said to him, but I remember I promised him my heart. I'll give you, Lord, I'll be whatever. I didn't even know what it all meant. But I said, I'll give you. I didn't get saved that night and say, Lord, I'll preach you gospel. I'd have never thought of that. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to stay in for a week. But I said, Lord, here's my heart. Huh? Amen. And that's what God wants out of you this morning. He wants to touch you. And he wants you to arise and minister. Amen. You say, well, you mean you're calling us all to preach? No, that's not. How many knows there's more to ministering than preaching? Much more. There's more to pastoring than preaching. Much more. There's more to being a saint of God than singing and preaching. Much more. That's only the crown. That's only the tip of the iceberg. There's much more love, service. Well, what did this lady do, Sister Hildred? She probably cooked them little rolls like you make. Huh? She could have. You've made a bunch of them, ain't you? There've been a lot of preachers put them in the ministry. That's right. They've ate them right out here in our dining room. And they ate them, got strength, and went on their way. You think that's a ministry? Buddy, I think it is. I think about poor Brother Vince. And the trials Sister Helen, he went through all his life. Amen. Do you ever eat a meal at your house? A lot of them. Huh? I'll tell you what. We need a touch in our lives that will cause us to rise and minister. Let's stand. God bless you. Feel a call? How many feels the call of the ministry? Today, 1911, 98 in the office.